Český Telecom, the Czech telecommunications operator owned by Spain's Telefónica, announced this week it will merge its fixed-line business with its mobile communications subsidiary, Eurotel, to form a new group, Telefónica O2. The company plans on merging sales offices and customer service centers. Telefónica bought control of Český Telecom last year for $4.6 billion. Telefónica O2 faces increased competition on the converging Czech market. T-Mobile, owned by Deutsche Telekom, has competed with Eurotel for the top spot among mobile operators. Vodafone is third, following its acquisition of Oscar Mobile from Canada's TIW last year.
The Toyota Peugeot Citroën Automobile Factory, or TPCA, in Kolín, East Bohemia, has released numbers revealing that after 1 year of operation, the plant is now in line to produce 300,000 cars per year. In its first year, the joint venture that assembles Peugeot's 107, Citroën's C1, and the Toyota Aygo produced roughly half that number. The plant says revenues for the first year stand at €600 million, but representatives declined to announce real profit figures. The company did say that 99% of cars were being produced for export, with TPCA President Satoshi Take rueing slow sales in the Czech Republic. And on Thursday, TPCA also showcased its employee incentives plan, as well as plans for further integration and development in the Kolín region. Asked whether TPCA would make changes to adapt to, for example, Hyundai's entering the market to counter any threat of departure of newly trained employees, Mr. Take indicated that he was not worried. He said TPCA would stay its current course.
We have no mind to do the money game, competition of the labor condition. We just continue our way, the union's communication, communication each other with the mutual trust of the people. I think we need a little bit of time to communicate and understand each other. The direction is not wrong, so we don't need to do for especially Hyundai, for especially Škoda, to adapt to that.
And finally today, the Czech Beer and Malt Association has revealed that a growing number of foreign visitors are an increasing factor in domestic beer consumption. Last year, tourists accounted for between 15 and 20% of the total 16 million hectoliters of beer consumed on Czech soil. Domestic beer consumption has long hovered at an average of 160 liters per head per annum, and tourists reportedly averaged 24 to 31 liters. František Krakeš, chairman of the Czech Beer and Malt Association, has remarked that beer drinking ranks just behind historic sites and cultural events as one of the more important reasons tourists visit the Czech Republic.